Kim Carson is the Chief Executive Officer of the Alberta Agricultural Society. He's talking about Open Farm Day 2022. Tim, thank you very much for joining us. How did Farm Days go?
Open Farm Days this year went exceptionally well. We are so pleased with how things have transpired. Our 106 farms got tremendous traffic as far as that went. We had great weather for it, too.
What was learned?
What was learned? Well, I mentioned before in our interview that, we had everything from alpacas to yaks, and quite honestly, the ability for people to find out what's going on in the agriculture world in our province was extremely diverse.
A lot of parts of the Open Farm Days were for kids, and a lot of them were for adults. How much do you get out of the fact that everybody can learn from Open Farm Days?
I think it is a testament to how diverse and how important agriculture is to Alberta as a province and, really Canada as a nation and our world as far as that goes. Where our food comes from is tremendously important, and the effort and the care that goes into creating it is something that everybody has a chance to, understand a little bit better than they do today.
How surprising is it that people, think they know about farming and yet they don't? And I can certainly put myself in that category.
One of the reasons we started this program 10 years ago is the fact that we know that, people are three, sometimes four generations away from the farm or have never been, part of the agriculture community or simply are new to being here in Alberta. It's just something that happens. Our urban centers are well established, and our food chains are quite established as well. But, if you don't have the opportunity and you don't have, like I did, where you head out to grandma's farm to pick potatoes every fall, you just don't have that connection to the land. So this is one of those great ways that we can do that.
You mentioned the urban setting here in the conversation. How much does rural and remote Alberta play a part in something like Open Farm Days?
It's growing. Rural is really the place where most of our most of our host farms are. We're looking to develop greater clusters in the more remote areas. But at the end of the day, everybody has something unique to offer, and I think that's the beauty of Alberta Open Farm Days. Is not only do you have this tremendous learning opportunity around agriculture, but it's really a great way to get out and see our province. If we only ever travel around our block, we actually start to miss how big and beautiful this province is. So getting out into some of those more remote places really does offer an opportunity that we wouldn't get otherwise.
How easy is it to, get involved with Farm Days and also get out into the remote areas and the rural areas to say, hey, this is prime stuff, as it were?
Yeah. So Open Farm Days is actually a year-round program for the host farms. We've started an entire program of training and capacity building for those who'd like to be involved. Our website, albertafarmdays.ca, and learn more about what sort of educational materials and webinars are happening starting here in October, running right through until June. To help our host farms get better at what they're doing already and become involved. And as far as a participant is concerned, the ability to, watch our website and download the map and utilize the tools that we provide really does give you that roadmap, if you will, to get out into those areas and visit those farms, because many of those locations are open year-round.
With the weather starting to turn a little on the south side, heading into fall and the winter, in your mind, how are things heading into said seasons?
Well, dry. That's the word from on high, is that things are a bit dry. But, our agriculture industry is tremendously resilient and tremendously diverse, and it's one of the great things that we have here.
Can you call it a little bit of a better season than in past years? Because especially up here in the Peace region, it wasn't totally dry. April and May were quite damp, and then all of a sudden it turned hot. Would you call it a little bit of a better season?
I don't have any of the information that would allow me to give you an intelligent answer. I can tell you that the feel is that it's been pretty average or slightly above is the feel that I'm getting from the ag world.
For Open Farm Days 2023, how optimistic is everybody as far as Open Farm Days and getting involved with said project?
I think we're tremendously optimistic for our 11th year. We're trying to get back to our 2019 numbers where we had 150 farms, and I think we'll be able to exceed it in 2023.
How much can be taken from 2022 into 2023?
The theme for the 2022, where it takes a hive, really did give us an opportunity to rally around a particular theme, and the host farms as well as the participants really did seem to gravitate to that opportunity. So we'll be identifying a new theme for 2023 that will be as exciting, if not more, and something more for us to rally around.
Fingers crossed for the excitement, that is for certain. Tim Carson is the Chief Executive Officer of the Alberta Agricultural Society. He's talking about Open Farm Days. Tim, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith. Have a wonderful day.